tail. Now, dogs.
Arr, careful there, Jake. You know who that be, don't you?
No, I'm a humble innkeeper. I keep my head down and I don't go following the talk of my patrons.
Pull the other one, Jake. That there's Black Sam, the scourge of the seas, the pirate of pirates. Aye, you get on the wrong side of him and you'll use the innards as a jib sail.
Arr. Black Sam? What could he possibly want in here, in a humble pirate tavern?
They say he's searching for the man who denied him his destiny. A stranger that promised him eternal life.
Oh, ye be spinning me another one of your stories from the high seas.
To speak that if Black Sam ever finds the stranger who abandoned him, he'll end up dead before the tide be out.
I pity that there stranger that had crossed the path of Black Sam. His guts would be food for their gulls.
Another jungle planet! That's the fourth this month! TARDIS' navigation circuits must have got stuck on jungle or something. Come on, you two!
What's it like out there, Rod?
The scanner hasn't worked since I dropped a Revel into the Omega circuit.
I just told you, all green and jungly. Just like the last four planets we've been to.
I hope it's nicer than Zeta Minor. According to the Rough Guide to Alien Jungle Planet, it's supposed to be one of the best jungles ever. I have to say, I was disappointed.
Yeah, even its new Galacto sausage was a bit rubbish. A Protoi! Look out, Nick! It's a Protoi!
It's alright. It's my pet. It's called Arthur.
But what? Can't I have a Protoi as a pet?
Of course I can. Me and Arthur are the Doctor's new companions. We don't need you anymore, Rob. We're going to go off and have adventures in time and space together.
Rob helps all alone.
Yeah, but that's no more than you deserve. Stupid Rob. Stupid Rob. Stupid Rob. Stupid Rob.
No! What?
Come on, wake up, sleepyhead.
Oh, I must have dozed off.
How rude. You were the one that told me to be here at 11.
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
What's been up with you lately, Rob? You've been so distracted since you got back from your travels.
Oh, it's difficult to explain. I feel like I'm a bit lost at the moment. Like I don't really belong here anymore, if you know what I mean.
We all feel like that sometimes.
Yeah, well, working in Dulcis isn't all that fulfilling. How many different ways are there to tell people to enjoy your shoes?
I suppose. But sometimes the mundane stuff helps us through the rubbish that life throws at us.
Oh, you sound even more distracted than I am.
Yeah. Rob, Dad's dying.
Oh, hell's bells. Emma, I'm so sorry.
Thanks. I just don't know how I'm supposed to cope with that. Who's going to look after Ricky? Who's going to look after me?
Oh, you know I'm always here when you need me.
Except when you're off travelling.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I lost a good friend recently.
Lost?
He's dead. Gone. And he was the best friend I've ever had.
Was this the guy you were travelling with?
Yeah, there was a crash. The ship he was travelling in broke up. I came home because there was nowhere else for me to go. I didn't even get to say goodbye. It's just lucky we're having an adventure on Earth in 2007 when it happened. I could have been left on Mars or anything.
What about the other guy you said you travelled with? Nick?
Oh, he was caught up in the explosion. Not actually hurt, but it seemed to be tearing his mind apart. Nick's always had some special psychic powers, you see. Anyway, when the TARDIS dissolved, he just sort of faded away. He might be out there somewhere,
Oh, Rob, come here. What the hell are you doing? You put your hand on my...
Boobie-doos. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I thought...
Yeah, well, you thought wrong.
Ow! Emma, come back! Oh, bugger it. I'll never read the signals right. Oh, I'm so stupid. Stupidy. Even more stupid to think I could explain what life was like on the TARDIS. All those times and places.
Where are we, Doctor?
Somewhere in the Empire of the Quarons. The inhabitants are an odd bunch, famed for their love of war and their exquisite ceramics.
Can we have a look at the planet, Doctor?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Oh dear, I've spilt tea all over the console.
Doctor, what have you done?
Well, looking at the controls, it looks like I've just managed to put the planet Quaron 4 into a time loop for 10 millennia.
Is that bad?
They're a vicious race of evil dictators, so it's probably a good thing. Well done, old girl.
Oh, Doctor! No, I can't tell no one. Well, I better put this old record away, hadn't I? Hang on, that's not right. That person wasn't on the cover of Sergeant Pepper last time I played it. Wait a moment. It's Nick!
Emma, are you okay?
No. I went to see Rob. I told him about Dad, and while he was hugging me, he put his hand on my boobie-doos.
You what?
I don't know what to think.
Do you want me to go down there and sort him out? I don't like you being upset by anyone, sis.
No, Ricky, don't. He's just a bit confused at the moment. I'm sure he didn't mean it.
Yeah, well, I'll get him if he tries anything like that on you again.
I'll just leave it, Ricky. You'll only make things worse.
Make what things worse, Emma? Is everything okay?
Oh, Dad, it's nothing. Ricky was just thinking with his fist again, as usual.
Well, if Emma didn't let herself get taken advantage of by a so-called friend, I wouldn't have to, would I?
Emma, are you sure it's nothing?
Yes, Dad, I'm sure, whatever Ricky might think.
Well, you look like you need cheering up. Do you want to come and see my latest invention?
Yeah, why not? You coming, Meathead?
God, no. I've got better things to do than see yet another of his rubbish inventions. I remember the battery-operated football he made me when I was getting too tired exercising, and the nostalgia-powered cooker that exploded when Granny Bonham tried to boil an egg while Last of the Summer Wine was on.
You're lost, Ricky. Come on, Emma. I think you'll like this.
Hey, that looks impressive. What is it?
I call it a time television. It has the capability to see into the past. You're always asking me about those old TV programs we used to have. Well, with this machine, I can just tune in and relive them. Steptoe, Dad's Army, Zed Cars, missing episodes of Dr. Hobley and the Magic Trumpet.
Hasn't someone already invented UK Gold, Dad?
Pay attention, girl. You can see the events of any day you dial up. Real-life events, not just TV shows.
Oh, really? Go on then, show me the Beatles playing Ticket to Ride on June the 6th, 1965.
How do you know that date so specifically?
Rob's always going on about it. He reckons it's one of their finest performances.
Well, all right, if that's what you want. We should just about be able to manage that. So far, I've only managed to get signals from about 40 years back, but I'm working on improving that.
Wow! It's the Beatles! I don't believe it! Dad, you finally made something that works! It's fantastic!
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today, yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is gone away.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care.
Cup of tea, Mum?
Oh, that'd be nice, love. You're a good boy, Robbie.
Mum, no one's called me Robbie since I was 12. Next you'll be calling me by my childhood nickname of Bobby Bobbity Bobbinhead.
Anyway, tell me, Robbie, how are you settling down after your travels?
Oh, I dunno, Mum. Ever since the Since I left the plane at Heathrow, I felt like I've lost a bit of myself. All the excitement we used to have with the doctor and with my mates, well, that's all gone now. I saw such amazing things, Mum.
Well, you can always put the Discovery Channel on, Bobbity. You see some amazing things on there.
Oh, Mum, you don't understand. I saw some amazing things out there in space and out in the bongo bongos. Things that just took my breath away. Sometimes literally.
I dare say. That reminds me, since you keep on mentioning it, I got you some umbongo from Tesco's.
Oh, right. Thanks. It's just that I've come home after seeing all that stuff and I'm selling shoes again, trying to pretend I haven't changed. I just don't know if I fit in anymore. My life has moved on so much, but everything else seems so unchanged. I've been here 8 months and no one has tried to invade the Earth. It stinks!
Oh, yeah? Well, what about that explosion at Elstree? They say they're still clearing the debris off the Clearwater's set. And then there was that plane crashing into the lake down at the park.
Yeah, well, it's still hardly the bongo bongos, is it?
Oh, Robbie, you've still got your records. You know, the Beatles, the Faces, the Small Who, all of them groups. You always used to love them. Maybe one of them would cheer you up a bit. Or what about Emma? You asked her out yet?
I messed that up too. I made a pass at her at the wrong moment and accidentally touched her booby-doos. She stormed off.
Oh, that's easily fixed, Robbie. Go and talk to her. Apologise and explain. I'm sure she'll understand.
Well, I suppose. She needs a good friend at the moment.
Good lad. Anyway, I'd better get on. Got my soaps to catch. Can't wait to see how the storyline ends. Oh, and if I hurry, I might just catch the end of the news.
The fastest thing in the air.
And finally on Diamond's Daily Headlines this evening, the rock star Brian Jones of popular beat combo The Rolling Stones is celebrating his 65th birthday. A massive party is being held at his Hertfordshire mansion this evening, with a guest list said to include the other Rolling Stones, the Prime Minister, and every A-list celeb that Hi Yah magazine can lay their hands on. Meanwhile, Shilpa Shetty has joined the cast of EastEnders, as the long-lost half-sister of popular character Pat Butcher. Bosses at the BBC Soap.
Are you okay, Robbie? You look a bit pale.
That news report! I don't believe it! It's impossible! Shilpa has joined EastEnders!
Oh, never mind that. What about the big party they're throwing for Brian Jones? I wish I could go. All the stars will be there.
Hang on. Brian Jones? He died in 1969. How can he still be alive?
He didn't die in 1969. What are you talking about? Robbie, I do worry about you sometimes.
First Nick on the cover of Sgt. Pepper. Now Brian Jones has been brought back to life. Someone's changing time.
The rock star Brian Jones of popular beat combo The Rolling Stones is celebrating his 65th birthday.
It worked!
Dad, you're a genius.
Did you ever doubt it? Saving Brian Jones's life has had a positive effect on the machine too. Somehow, as a result of our little adjustment of the timeline, the machine seems to be reinvigorated. It's getting more powerful all the time, Ricky.
But that means...
Yes, soon we should be able to finalise things for the trip. If only we understood for certain just how the blasted thing works.
Can I come in? I've made some buns.
Shush now. That'll be your sister. We don't want her involved just yet.
I brought you some coffee too. Since you insist on pushing yourself too far when you know you shouldn't, I thought a break might be in order.
So thoughtful. How did I end up with a daughter this lovely?
Oh, you're just lucky, Dad.
Luckier than you'd imagine.
So have you got your machine working the way you want yet, Dad?
Well, I haven't quite got the hang of it yet, but I'm getting there.
Shh, Dad.
Why is the meathead shushing me? Is it something to do with the invention?
What invention?
And why are you staring down at your feet all guiltily?
What feet?
Well, you see, Emma, the truth is I didn't invent this machine. I salvaged it.
You mean you stole it, don't you? You stole it! Who'd leave something like this lying around?
You remember the conference at Elstree on polarity reversal at the BBC? On the way home, I found this machine lying at the side of the road, damaged and dented. There are a number of items lying close by. Lots of circuits, broken pieces of machinery, a hat stand, and, weirdly, a Trilby hat lying on top of them.
I went up and helped Dad bring it home. He reckons they're the remains of a time traveller's ship.
And you believe him?
It's not a question of belief, Emma. It's a fact. You've seen it work. No one on Earth has the knowledge necessary to build something like this. Look!
Doctor, Rob, I... gone. All gone. TARDIS gone too.
Excuse me, I couldn't help noticing that you don't look too well.
I...
Here, let me help you up. There we are. Come on, sit down here and rest.
Thank you. Whoever you are, I seem to be lost.
That much is obvious, my friend. How do you do? My name is Brian.
Well, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate this.
Are you Rob or Dr. Someone? You were murmuring about them before I set you down here.
No, I'm Nick. Look, I know this will sound really odd, but where am I? What's the date?
You really are lost, aren't you?
I just don't seem to be able to remember where I am.
Well, Nick, I can confirm that it is 9:30 on Thursday the 5th of January, 1967.
1967? I've gone back in time. I'm sorry, Brian. I feel a bit dislocated from everything at the moment. So much has happened to me recently and I'm trying to make sense of it all. I don't know if you understand that feeling.
Oh, I know precisely what you mean. I felt as if I'm dislocated from reality just at the moment too. I'm not sure what the future holds for me and whether I'm made of the right stuff to face it anymore.
Look at us. Two lost souls on a cold park bench.
Recently, I've found salvation for a stranger. He's been a great help to me. Perhaps I could help you in the way that he's helped me.
Maybe you could.
Can I take you anywhere? My car's not far from here. I could drop you home.
I don't have anywhere to go.
Then let me look after you for a while, at least until you're feeling a bit better. One lost soul looking after another.
Well, okay. Just for a while, then. 1967. Wow! Think of the shopping I can do. I can make a fortune on eBay if I ever get home.
Well, I suppose that's a lot better than watching some old TV shows.
I believe we are watching the time traveller arriving in the 60s. I've studied him, followed him. He must have been stranded there when his time machine exploded. I need more time to study this machine and all these circuits. There must be a way to unlock all its potential.
Okay, Dad. Well, you're the family genius. We'd better leave you in peace.
Thank you for your trust in me. I just want to make one last big discovery before I die. Something to make you both proud of your old dad.
Don't talk like that, Dad. You've got loads of time left.
I hope you're right, my dear. Now you better both leave me to it for a while.
Don't work too hard, Dad.
My name is Brian.
Well, thank you, Brian.
That's Brian Epstein. This has possibilities.
Yes?
Oh, hi. Is Emma in?
Who wants to know?
I'm a friend, Rob. I owe her an apology.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. Some friend you are making a pass at my sister when she needs you most of all. And putting your hand on her booby-doo like that.
Well, that's why I need to say sorry.
Yeah, well, you can't at the moment. I don't want Dad disturbed, not in his condition. He needs his rest.
Oh, well, tell her I came round, will you? Tell her I'll pop round again later.
Yeah, if I remember.
Oh, charming! That noise! Sounded like the TARDIS! How can the Bonhams have the TARDIS? I'm going back. Oh no, wait a minute. Ricky will never let me back in. I'll have to pop back. After dark.
More wine, Nick.
Thanks. So how are Mick and the boys doing?
Are you joshing with me again, Nick?
Me? No. Why?
You know full well that I don't manage the stones.
Sorry, I know more about Cher than your boys.
Cher? Trust me, by the end of the year, no one will even remember her. But that's Sonny. Well, he's going to be around for a long time to come. Is someone saying differently, Nick?
It ain't me, babe.
Oh, Nick, I don't think I've ever met anyone like you before.
Is that a good thing, Mr. Epstein?
Oh, stop teasing me, Nick. It's Epstein, as well you know.
So, did Mr. Epstein have a good day today?
Well, yes, as it happens. I've had to listen to some of the songs the boys have been recording recently. They're amazing. As for the ideas for the album cover, well, it'll cost a fortune clearing all those likenesses, but I think they're more than worth it.
What are they planning?
The boys are pretending to be a fictional band.
There's a concept they'll get bored of by track two.
And all their fans are standing behind them on the cover. But the joke is, all the fans are famous people. John's done his list already. I've just got to talk him out of putting Hitler on there. But I did think of a replacement.
Oh?
Well, you of course, Nick. John would love it.
Okay. Oh, this is such a great time to be alive. Look at all these people. None of them care about paying the bills, getting a mortgage, or what the future holds. They're just enjoying the moment. They're strange people, but they're good people. And I love them all. I love being a part of this scene.
Yes, and I have to thank you so much for making me see it. I've lived too long in the shadows, hiding away from life when I ought to be embracing it.
I'm not sure if I could ever go back to my old life.
Do you miss your family?
Do you mean the Doctor and Rob? The Doctor has been in my life for as long as I can remember, bringing me up and guiding me, and I couldn't have asked for someone better. But this is the first time I felt that there's something else for me than the travelling and battling we did. I never knew my own people. I've never had a place of my own, somewhere I could be free to be myself, have friends and have a life of my own. This is my world now.
I'm pleased, Nick. I, for one, am glad you're here.
You've been really good to me, Brian. I can't thank you enough for everything.
Yes, well, as I said, it's been a pleasure. Anyway, look at the time. Drink up.
More fun planned, Brian.
Oh, just a private little happening, Nick.
Time to find out what's going on here then. Now, where did I put the sonic screwdriver? Good thing the Ant Kid gave me it back. There we go. Nice and quietly. Oh, well, that's one way in. Blimey! Look at these circuits and stuff. Oh, I'd swear that's the TARDIS app stand. Oh, Christ, but Jesus! I don't believe it! The space-time visualizer! How in the name of Zodin the Terrible did Bonham get hold of it? Oh, I still don't believe it! The time control from the TARDIS console! I remember that from that time we hooked up a makeshift time corridor when the Doctor couldn't think of any other way of destroying Sekhmet the Undead. Anyway, what is he doing here then? That must have been what I heard earlier. The grinding of the temporal stabilizer, and it's connected up to this booth. Hmm, I wonder. What's going on?